citizens and media have been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund of $49,732 to $49,775, with the exception of $49,755, and the assessment fund of $17,17 to $17,20.
So moved for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 19th, 2017 regular town board meeting.
July 19th.
Or July, excuse me. Wow.
So moved as read.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We had a couple of big deposits this month. Transportation aids, these are quarterly, of $78,242.56, and also quarterly shared revenue of $6,425.48, which then brings the town general account to $874,404.01. And the ambulance remains the same at $450,810.43.
So moved for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number nine, public comment on agenda items only. And just so you people know, we have this now at the beginning of our agendas, but we also allow people to ask questions during the meeting itself when items come up on the agenda. So, number nine, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to number 10, approval of the ambulance standby request for the Lac-Flambeau school for football games.
This is pretty much just boilerplate.
Yeah. We've done this every year.
Every year.
I believe it's at no charge.
No charge.
So,
I'll move for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the standby request for the Lac-Flambeau school for football games. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion, approval, letter of support to the Lac-Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians and the Lac-Flambeau Tribal Water and Sewer Department regarding water treatment system. I got a call from Chairman Wildcat a couple of weeks ago. He asked that this be placed on our agenda. He's looking for a letter of support from the town of Lac-Flambeau for the Lac-Flambeau tribe. Apparently they're looking at expanding their sewage treatment system, which currently is a lagoon-type system out on Thoroughfare Road. I told him that I would have it on this agenda and asked if he had some people that could possibly come and explain things to us. We have with us Emerson Coy from Lac-Flambeau Planning, Scott Valier from the Water and Sewer Department, Dee with the Natural Resources Department, thank you. Eric Chapman, who's a tribal council member. I see Brian Gochi there with planning, and then two gentlemen in uniforms which look official government type guys, so they must be with IHS. And I see that Chairman Wildcat just walked in the door. So, with that, Emerson, if you'd like to start out just with...
I could start it out, and thank you for putting us on the agenda, especially on short notice. Yeah, we're happy to be able to be here because we have a good system now with Lagoon that's been going on for over 55 years. We have expanded it. The casino actually paid for a large expansion. And we have spent a lot of money, over $11 million, improving the whole system, lining all the sewer lines and so forth over time. However, in 2020, the EPA is going to be changing their regulations. We are now at this time complying with EPA. And with our requirements, and that's why you've probably seen a notice that was put out to further do that. We have several handouts that came in after, some people came in too, that people can have. And so, but primarily today, we have to fund this project, and we have, and there's, we're waiting on timing for different grants to come up and to work on the preliminary engineering report, the NEPA environmental, so forth. And so we're poised to be able to start applying funding, which is going to come right now, this project, it's $6.7 million through various sources. And so a letter of support from the town would be very helpful in that process. And that's the primary reason why we're here, to be able to work together to look towards the future. And with that, then, Matt Zock, we have engineers that are here, him and Brian, a viewer, both in health service, who's our consultants with in health service on this project, and they can give a brief summary of where we've been to this point.
Okay. Thanks, Emerson.
Sure. Yeah, so like Emerson said, I'm with the Indian Health Service. I'm an engineer, and we work with the tribes closely as far as giving them support in designing and maintaining their water and sewer systems. So that's how we were involved in this. I was the engineer that worked with the tribe closely through this comprehensive planning effort that we're now coming to the end of. And so we have these handouts here. This is just a fact sheet on where we got to where we are today and kind of where we're going to go from this point forward. I'm just going to basically walk through this, but there's multiple copies here if anybody needs more specific information. So they're currently operating a facultative lagoon wastewater treatment system. As Emerson said, we're anticipating some more stringent EPA requirements on their surface discharge with that, associated with that lagoon. And so in order to get out in front of those EPA more stringent limits, we're going to be upgrading this lagoon to give it more capacity and allow it to, so that we don't run into regulatory issues down the road in 2020. So we've done a lot of work to review all the different options that are available out there and come up with a solution that we think is going to work well. So far we've spent $111,000 on planning activities. Those include determining what our future wastewater needs are going to be for the reservation. We looked at all the potential development that's on the books for the next 20 plus years. So whatever we design and construct, we want that to be adequate so that we don't have to upgrade this for a long time. We've done some engineering evaluation of various types of like mechanical wastewater treatment plants. And we compared that against some more passive lagoon type systems, lagoon retrofit type systems. We also did a constructed wetlands feasibility study with a consultant in Minnesota. We completed a groundwater and surface water modeling effort with the U.S. Geological Survey out of Madison. They came and they took a bunch of data on the lakes and the rivers and also the groundwater table and did a computer model. And we ran various scenarios with this computer model to look at what we have in place right now and how that interacts with the water and what we're proposing and how that interacts with the water as well. So that was kind of a big piece of the planning effort. We also did some geotechnical evaluation, which basically that means just testing the soils at the location where we're looking to move the discharge. So we looked at the type of soils that are there, how well those soils can receive the treated water that we're going to send to it. Also the separation from groundwater and all the various properties that are necessary to do this design properly. So we have that report as well. And then the Indian Health Service kind of pulled all those different pieces together into a preliminary engineering report, which basically summarizes this whole planning effort and spells out the project and how we want to proceed and how much it's going to cost. So that's kind of what we've done to date and where we are today. So what the scope of our project, what we're proposing to build here, is we're going to keep as much of the lagoon as we can because it has been doing a good job. It's a good facility. It's in good condition. So we're going to keep the first two cells of that lagoon in service, okay? No change whatsoever. And we're going to add, then the disposal cells right now, the groundwater recharge cells where they are right now, we're looking to relocate those to a new property northeast of the lagoon where it is right now, over, there's a business park that the tribe has started to develop, and we're looking to send, to build our new groundwater recharge area over there, east of Thoroughfare Road. That's a big part of this project. We're also then looking to build a constructed wetland in the location where the discharge cells currently are. So we're relocating the discharge cells to a different area. We're using that space to build what's called a constructed wetland. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow us to get a higher level of treatment out of that lagoon. There's certain parameters that the lagoon treats well for, but it kind of falls short in a couple certain areas. So this constructed wetland is going to give us the high level of treatment that we need to comply with these future EPA requirements. And then we're going to have a pumping station after the constructed wetland to move the reclaimed water over to the new groundwater recharge area. So that's kind of a real brief description of the project that we're looking at doing. Cost estimate for this project is $6.7 million. And as far as our timeline goes, basically we're going to spend the next year looking at gathering all the funding that's needed. This is $6.7 million to construct this thing. So about this time next year, hopefully we're in a situation to move forward with the final design and the bidding. And then construction would take place the year after that, which would be 2019. So construction would be taking place in 2019 is the goal right now. And in this handout here, there's a couple of figures that show the lagoon where it is right now, and also some notes as far as what's changing. It just kind of just visually shows you what I just kind of tried to describe as far as the project scope goes. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
When was the water testing done? When did you test that? When you had that, you said the test that. How long ago did you test the water?
Are you referring to the U.S. Geological?
Yes.
The U.S. Geological Survey's groundwater modeling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was, I want to say 2013 that we did that.
Really?
Do it now.
Well,
4 years ago?
I think it's important to reiterate that everything, you know, the lagoon is operating in compliance with all of the EPA requirements that are on it right now. And, you know, this whole effort is really preemptive. You know, we're aware of these new limits coming up in 2020, and we have a solid plan in place so that we're ahead of those new limits.
Just to clarify, the groundwater modeling testing, that was to identify the flow of the groundwater as it exists now and to determine where that goes. The testing of the current operation of the lagoon, that is ongoing, and the discharge permits that the tribe operates on when they do discharge to surface water, that, Scott, that's done on a weekly basis while you're discharging?
During the discharge is twice a week.
Twice a week. And the tribe was in compliance with all those during this last discharge period.
We had a TSS number that was a little high, but nothing.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, you are saying you are discharging God knows what into Moss Lake on a weekly basis?
No. It's done in the spring and fall. The permit we have allows the discharge, you know, in the high flow period with the rainy season. That's usually spring and fall. We know discharge we can do.
And it's about a 1 to 2 week event each time, right?
Yeah.
It's not continuous.
In looking at this.
Well, it looks like it's.
Yep, excuse me. In looking at this, I'd like to remind people too, this is a meeting of the town board. We want to hear your comments, but I don't want to have a back and forth question between just individuals. This is for the town board to make a decision whether or not we should give a letter of support for their project.
So what would be the correct way?
Just raise your hand and I'll be more than happy to call on you.
Okay.
In looking at this, you're going to discontinue the use of two of the cells, which are actually the two closest to Moss Lake.
Correct.
Well, one is going to become a constructed wetland and the other one you're not going to use anymore.
Correct.
and then you'll be discharging into the existing one, or the flow, the sewage flow will come into the existing one, and then you'll be discharging the, what would be the wastewater type across the road to the one by the business park.
Correct.
So you're basically moving it further away from what would be Moss Lake.
That's correct.
Okay. And you know, people, you can see that on the map here, the aerial map, where the two closest to the lake are going to be discontinued and then start discharging more or less like a big septic system with a seepage bed.
That's a very simplified way of looking at it. But I mean, it's much more...
It's a lot more complicated, a lot more...
Yeah. A lot better treated, but yes.
But you're basically using the lagoon as your tank, and the beds across Thoroughfare Road as a seepage bed.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think I just speak to it, but it also is going to go to the constructed wetland first, and then the first tree.
Okay. Right, that's a very simplified way of putting it, but yeah, that's a good way to get an idea of what that groundwater recharge area is going to be used for.
Okay. Yes?
I was just curious, is a constructed wetland going to be lined?
Yes.
When I saw a plan once upon a time, not long ago, and I believe that was something that was just presented to the tribe a few days ago, the plan appeared to me, unless I misunderstood it, is that cell number 2 was leaking and that needed to be repaired, and cell number 4 was going to be abandoned toward the lagoons across on the other side of the Thoroughfare. But what I'm hearing here now, it says 2 are going to be abandoned. Is that correct?
Well, it's a 4-cell system. Cells 1 and 2 are going to remain in service. Cells 3 and 4 are currently the disposal cells, the groundwater recharge cells, and those 3 and 4 are going to be discontinued for use as that. Number 3 is going to be converted into the constructed wetland. Number 4 is just going to be abandoned. And then the new groundwater recharge area is over across the street at Industrial Park. I don't know if that answers your question.
It gets me in the ballpark here.
Okay.
It follows up with, I have also in that report seen that cell 2 has a problem with the liner and has been leaking.
Yeah.
And my question is that since cell 2, my understanding of the whole lagoon system is it runs in series of 1, 2, 3, 4, and each one of those lagoons performs a little bit different function to go and accomplish different things in slightly different ways.
Correct.
And it seems to me that the closer you get to number 1 is the closer you get to number 1 and number 2.
Yeah.
At any rate, if number 2 is leaking, do we know how much? Do we know where? Do we know what? Everything I've seen so far, it appears as if the testing is geared toward an effluent discharge from cell number 4, which to me would mean that it might be testing for different things. I mean, if you are leaking from cell number 2 and all the magic hasn't happened to all the nasty things in there, then if you do not test for that, how do you know if there's something else that is going on, that there's another additional things being discharged if we're not testing for them?
Yeah.
And all those cells seem to be, and the whole plant itself seems to be located in a wetland area, at least on 3 of the 4 sides anyway. So that would also kind of by necessity mean that whatever is coming out of cell 2 is going into Moss Lake also. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. The Indian Health Service did a test on that cell number 2 several years ago. That test showed that it's leaking in excess of what's allowed. You know, there's a certain allowable leakage.
Do you know what that is, by the way?
I don't have the number with me.
It's 1,000 gallons per acre per day.
And so right now, our project scope actually includes relining of cell number 2. If you look at this fact sheet here, it's under project scope, the second bullet there. So we are, this $6.7 million cost estimate includes the cost to reline cell number 2. Okay. But having said that, we have some questions about the previous leakage test that was done to show that it is leaking. And so we're doing a second test currently to verify those results, to double check to make sure, yes, is it really leaking in excess or is it not? It's a different type of test that we're doing just to verify our previous results. So,
that's due when?
We should know in August, we should have the results of that. So in the meanwhile, you know, maybe cell number two has been leaking. We're trying to verify that. There are monitoring wells located between cell number two and Moss Lake, okay, that are at different levels in the groundwater table. And the tribe pulls, I think it's quarterly, samples out of those monitoring wells to test for elevated levels of certain things. I don't know exactly what those are offhand, but they do monitor the groundwater quality between the lagoon and Moss Lake to be sure that there's no contamination happening.
And we also have a monitoring well.
There's also a
background one, which is the upstream
to the torrent thoroughfare.
Correct.
Exactly. So you have, yep, sorry.
So there would be no, we would say that as the background level, as the base level, and then we compare that to the downstream ones. I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Do you mind any other questions?
On the second page of the handout, it says that install new membrane in the liner too. So it sounds like you're planning on doing that anyway?
We're right now, the data that we have right now shows that it's leaking. Okay, so that's included in our budget. We're planning on doing that unless we get different results that say otherwise.
Okay, my second question is, with the extreme wet spring we had this year, how did the existing system perform with all the water we've had?
Scott, could you?
We required to discharge twice this spring, once in May and once in June, so we were still within our window that the permit allows us to discharge. So it wasn't, you know, not a normal year for the hydraulic loading in itself, three and four. Just
due to
the
fact that
it
wasn't
an additional
history.
Yes, sir.
The figures from the report that goes to the EPA about the discharge shows that in the May period of discharge, we had approximately 0.6 inches, 6/10 of an inch of rain. Yet, almost 6 million gallons of effluent were discharged. Granted, there is a normal inflow of 0.09 on average per day. It still comes nowhere close to 6 million gallons for that period of 11 days. What additional discharges contributed? The figures are here.
Groundwater
there too, right?
Well,
it's
held
forward.
It's
improved by somewhat by
groundwater
also.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know if it's a necessarily. Scott's allowed to discharge twice a year, using a surface discharge. Okay, and so he's got a short window to lower the level in those final cells. And so he needs to lower those cells enough that it gives them enough capacity in those final cells that they can then refill throughout the course of the rest of the year. So it's not that the net water coming in to the lagoon equals the net water out of the lagoon for that small window of period. There's a lag involved. There's more of a storage throughout most of the year and then a discharge occasionally. So you can't just look at a volume balance over that small of a period of time, because it just doesn't operate that way. I hope that's not too technical, or if that answers your question. But.
No, it really doesn't, because if you assume he does it twice a year, as he stated, two times, he has two windows,
yeah,
the numbers grow commensurately, and nowhere near that kind of inflow occurred.
Well, let me take a shot at it. So, his normal operation, he has two very large treatment cells, cell one and cell two.
My God.
And then the two disposal cells, three and four. Normal operation, it flows through, receives treatment, goes to the disposal cells. The disposal cells can't keep up, so over time they gradually, the level on them slowly fills up, filling up a bathtub, for an analogy. But at the same time, the water going out the bottom is not able to keep up. That would be the ideal design, the way they were designed to work. So it's slowly filling up. During his discharge times, he discharges enough water to lower that level back down to give him enough time to allow that reservoir to slowly fill up while slowly going down until his next permitted discharge period. So that level, the 6 million gallons, is lowering the level in cell 3 and 4, the discharge cells, to allow that slow fill up to meet his next permit period. So essentially, they're at the end of his discharge permit, he closes that valve, and then the slow refill begins again.
So thank you very much for that explanation.
Yeah.
That, I think, goes to the heart of the problem, because, as I understand it, you're requesting 5 years extension of doing this with a 3-year time frame of planning, with hopefully receiving monies to construct within 3 years an operating correction to the system. My next question would be, what is in your plan to correct the damage that's been done so far?
Okay, well, I think this is a good opportunity to just make it very clear that the lagoon has been operating properly. It's been treating the water that's been sent to it very well, and it is in compliance with the EPA permit requirements. The discharges that we're talking about, the surface discharge requirements that we're talking about, you know, Scott takes pre-discharge samples. He sends them to EPA, okay? They verify that, yes, it's in limits. Yes, you can go ahead and discharge. He then takes samples during the discharge and sends all that data to EPA. Everything is in compliance with the EPA requirements. The lagoon is working well, and it's there's really no problems with the way it's been operating.
But my question was, what plans are included in these plans to correct the damage that has been done?
Well, I guess I don't think that there is any...
Every time he discharges, it's in with compliance. That is regulated by the EPA, and the discharge is in compliance with the regulations. I don't see how...
So you're saying if it's in compliance, no damage has been done, and there's nothing to correct?
Well, you know, we just... What I'm saying is that they're in compliance with the EPA requirements. And the lagoon is operating as it is intended, and there are, you know, it's working like it should.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. My lake neighbors are much more eloquent than I and have much more factual information than I. And I'm going to speak from an emotional point of view. I have been a resident of Moss Lake for 46 years. I am 4-generation descended from Chief Joseph Osagi of the Lake Superior Band of Chippewa Indians. And what I saw on my lake Sunday night when I arrived was despicable, deplorable, and disgusting. And you are not going to stand there and tell me that nothing has been done to my lake, because something has been done to my lake. I have noticed the weed growth over the last 3 or 4 years. I have never in 46 years seen Moss Lake look like it does now. And I have told my neighbors and their friends and their children not to swim in that water because it is disgusting and gross. Yes, the weed beds have increased because of lack of boat activity on the lake. However, I can no longer see the bottom of Moss Lake. I could in May. I could see the bottom of Moss Lake, and I could see the fish swimming out from underneath my dock. And I cannot see down 3 inches of water. It is disgusting and despicable. Also, to hang a public notice in the grocery store or wherever it went about this situation. I have paid property taxes here for 46 years, and to hang a public notice in which nobody on the lake was informed is also despicable. And I don't care what the regulations are for notifying property owners of this discharge. Obviously, this has been happening for years. But something of this magnitude needs to be made known to the lake residents. If I had not gotten a request from my neighbor for addresses and phone numbers, and I had no idea why he wanted this information. None whatsoever. He was not about to start because he knew I would become unglued, like I am right now. I took over the information he had requested, and he said, come on in. I want to show you something. And there is a public notice. There is a public notice. It was hanging, like I said, in the bank or in the grocery store. I live in Madison. The lakes there have been destroyed. I've seen it happen. A dog came out of Lake Mendota, got sick 20 minutes later, and died. And it happened again the following day in the past week. I will not swim in this lake. I will not tell anyone to live in this lake. And I know goddamn well what's going on.
Please watch your
lips. Pardon me. I'm sorry. I'm out of school. I never get to swear. So I just did today. I can never swear at my kids, you know. Now you totally made me lose my train of thought. We have had issues with the property values on our lakes. And I know that's not important to you. I'll finish my story really soon. We are unable to get out of our lake. And you can see from aerial photography, Moss Lake is all wonderful green and long Interlochen Lake, Flambeau Lake, Crawling Stone Lake, Little Crawling Stone Lake, they're all beautiful. So I get what's going on here. Dump all this stuff into Moss Lake, don't tell anyone about it in an appropriate time fashion, and those little cottages that surround our lake, you know, we're not much of the tax base to the town anyway, are we? So there are bigger houses, there are bigger properties, there are other people who will support the tax base here. I'll tell you what, I'm furious. I am furious and very disappointed in how this meeting was publicized and very disappointed in what's going on my lake. Because I have never in my life seen it like it was last Sunday night.
I'd like to follow up with that. I think this whole meeting here today is a request for them to fix the issues at hand.
In three years, sir.
This is a tribal issue. They're acknowledging a request to the town. This is the first we're aware of this. So you seem to be following it as being a taxpayer and whatnot, and that would be pertained to the town of Lac du Flambeau. We're becoming aware of this just the same as you are, ma'am. And they're here and they're requesting our grace to acknowledge it with a letter of intent to correct the problem. And I think we got to get back to that a little bit because that is what we are here for today.
I think what they're looking for is a letter of support from the town for a construction project to enhance, fix, however you want to put it, a sewage treatment system that is needed for this entire community. This thing services the school. It services this building. It services all the residents around town, all the homes around town, the grocery store, the casino. It's amazing how many places, buildings and families that this system is servicing, and it needs to be kept up, upgraded. There's going to be growth here. The tribe constantly has plans for growth in their planning and other industries and businesses that they want to bring in. I got to commend them for their foresight in looking to expand this so that they can take care of these people. Like I had mentioned to Chairman Wildcat, what would we want? 10,000 septic systems put in? I really have to give them credit for maintaining this system since 1960 and running it. And they've done a very good job of it. It's just that now it needs some repair. It needs some repair and it needs to be upgraded and expanded. We're growing. There's nowhere near the people here that were here when I was young, believe me.
How long have you been here?
53 years.
All his life.
All my life.
So.
Not yet.
Not yet. I might have a few more years. So I really do, I have to commend them in the foresight that in a couple of years that new regulations are coming down the road and they're going to be ahead of it. Rather than be behind it, I think it's pretty good. Gary, you've had your hand up for quite some time.
I'm a little confused because it keeps teeter-tottering back and forth. Is this plan for corrective action or is this plan for an expansion of sewage treatment? Or is it a combination of both?
I understand it's for both, correct?
Right. Well, I know there's a lot of concern about Moss Lake. That's clear to me. And I know that I cannot speak for the tribe, but I know that they are planning some meetings coming up to talk specifically about Moss Lake, bigger picture with Moss Lake. From where we stand, from where, you know, in terms of an engineering evaluation of this lagoon, and from the EPA's stance as far as the regulatory authority, there is no corrective action. This is our means of, like you said, upgrading the system in advance of these requirements that we know are coming at us to make sure that we comply with them before they're in place. That is the goal of what we're doing.
Can I have one follow-up, quick one?
Right.
So the corrective action, there is no corrective action because we meet EPA regulations. So this is just strictly for future expansion and putting a new membrane in the one lagoon. And that's all it is.
It's for improving the treatment capacity. Okay. So
for future expansion.
And allowing for future expansion.
Okay. The other thing is they're on the surface discharge now, the phosphorus limit, I believe, is 4? Is 4 milligrams per liter, and they're revising the permit that will be issued in 2020 to 1. The current technology will not meet that. So we're going to provide that additional treatment, and we're going to move the groundwater seepage cells to a different area that will have the capacity to eliminate any surface discharge. So that's what we're doing. It is an increase in capacity because we don't want this thing to be outsized a year after it, but it's to meet the permit.
So it sounds like they'll be able to eliminate those or eliminate the 2 allowable discharge into Moss Lake by doing this. Is that correct?
Correct. Everything will be.
So you won't have to do any discharges into Moss Lake in the future.
There will be no
surface.
That is the plan.
Right. Thank you.
I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. In the permit, it states that the discharge from Moss Lake watershed will be removed by the tribe, and when will that be started? Right here.
Okay, that's the EPA permit?
Right.
What does it say again?
It says they will be removing the discharge from Moss Lake.
That's what it
would be after the new one is constructed.
Yep. It's going to take a long time before it's cleaned up.
Well, I guess the sooner and faster we can get going on something here, the sooner and faster they can end their discharge.
I hope it doesn't go into Fence Lake.
Well,
and Growlingstone.
Yes, sir, back there.
Okay, is there any chance that the discharge operation messed up, exceeded what it was supposed to, the valve was left open, something stupid like that?
I can't speak to that.
It's obvious by the condition of the lake that this occurred. Yeah. There is an excessive discharge pumped into this lake.
Again, I can't speak to that. I don't operate the system.
Are there checks and balances? Is there somebody there witnessing? Is there somebody there monitoring this thing?
Yeah, like I said, there's laboratory, there's samples that they take before discharge and during discharge, and all those laboratory results are sent.
Well, a whole bunch of a little bit is not good either.
That's the guy behind you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott, you probably oversee that.
You coordinate with the DEES program and also IHS.
How did that happen?
Yes, sir.
I had a question about, you talked about cell number 2 potentially having a leak.
let's say that you proceed with all this stuff, is that going to be fixed before this three-year period? I mean, is that going to continue to leak for 3 years?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and again, to clarify that, cell two is the final treatment cell. So that leaking water is just going down into the groundwater. That has nothing to do with the discharge, the surface water discharge.
Well, it could. It could if the water table is very unduly high due to high rain.
Well, I guess, yes, sir, one more.
In regard to the questions about excessive draining, it has produced excessive growth of vegetation, accumulation of particulate matter, some of which looks like brown phlegm floating in the lake. God knows what that is, and so forth and so on. As I read these documents, this is a request for an extension of a permit, which gives them waivers or at least puts parameters on these discharges. And this is a request to approve a plan, only a plan. There is, I read it, no hard construction time set other than the somewhat ephemeral dates of July 2020 for a completion time if funding is received. There is nothing that addresses the quality of the water if the funding isn't received, which is, I assume, a possibility.
Well, and again, that's why they're asking the town for a letter of support. So
right.
We, as a town, along with our neighbors, the tribe, are together on this project to clean up the water, make sure our water stays safe for drinking. I mean, it's to everybody's advantage. I can't see one single negative to the town not, you know, being wholeheartedly supportive of what they're doing.
I'd like to, if I can, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
To address the possible leaks in cell number two, and just kind of compliment the tribe, because there's nothing that required them to take a look at this at all. They said, well, okay, we're in this big planning effort. We're going to be sinking a lot of money into this lagoon. We want to do it properly. We want to do it right. So they kind of went above and beyond in even testing the lagoon cell to see if it is leaking. There was no requirements whatsoever for them to have to do that. No EPA requirements. The state, if this was a municipality, I don't believe the state would require any kind of testing like that. This is something that the tribe decided to do on their own accord to see if it's a problem and incorporate it in our larger project. So I know there's concerns about that, but I really think, again, it's this proactive approach that we've been trying to take, and that's another example of that.
I think we're all on the side of good here.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself, the tribe, you. What I'm saying is there's nothing hard that people can be held to in terms of funding and completion dates. There are no hard dates for property owners on Moss Lake that can say we can look forward to the end of 6-foot weeds in 5-foot water.
But that scenario would still exist whether or not we forwarded the letter, and that is the request.
No, that doesn't have any, you're correct. You're correct. Your letter of support is bravo.
Do you have an agenda? Because the request here is for support for the town.
Right.
We support them.
Okay.
To address your comment of a hard date, that is the new EPA limits in 2020. If funding is not secured, the tribe would still have to meet those. Doing that with the current system, and that would be a higher level of treatment than what is required now. And that is the hard date that we're trying to meet. If funding is not secured, there is a method of spreading alum and to reduce the phosphorus levels for discharge. It would be very expensive and very cumbersome with their current setup, but we have identified a means to do that to meet the permit discharge, the higher level of treatment for the 2020 permit levels.
I would just like to follow up. Emerson, I think somebody had made mention before that there was going to be some informative type question and answer?
Yeah. Would it be open? Thank you for all your comments, concerns, and everything, because the tribe is also very concerned about all our lakes and natural resources and reservation. And, you know, we've been trying to meet our quality when I look to the future. And there is going to be, and there's been studies, you know, tests going on Moss Lake since 1991. And so I know we're collecting all that data. They would have a meeting just about Moss Lake, too, at a different time to show what effect there was and if lagoon indeed is a problem, which we don't believe it is. And because there's lots of factors and natural factors that are involved. But with that, I guess we still want to point that this project is a priority project for the tribe. They've gone on record making this their priority project, and one way or another, they're committed to do this. And so, but the letter of support and the reason why we're here today is right. that you can help us right. do that. So that's kind of
I guess at this point, we've gone through a lot of the questions. Supervisor Hansen isn't here, but Chris, I guess what would be your thoughts on it?
I would make the motion for approval of a letter from the town board in regards to the intent of supporting the water treatment system.
And I would second that, and I have to say I think the tribe has done a very good job in treating the sewage that is in the town with their lagoons over the many years. You know, that thing, like I said, been there since 1960. Nobody even really realized it was there. And now it needs to be upgraded, and they're taking it upon themselves ahead of time to do that and stay ahead of the curve, and I really have to commend them on that. So, and I'll second that motion. Motion been made and seconded to send on a letter of support to the tribe for their project in the lagoon expansion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for your time and the comments.
Thank you.
Item number 12, discussion approval of bartender's license for John Matola. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for John Matola. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn at 1:47. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried.